You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey there, race fans. Ben De La Vega here with today's Drag World Seacast out of El Paso, Texas for your Wednesday, October 11th, 2006. Well, this week, Torco Race and Fuels NHRA Nationals, take two. That's right, after getting rained out last weekend due to the nor'easter, they're going to go ahead and they're going to run it this weekend, and they're actually looking at good, cool temperatures. I saw the National Weather Service here a little while ago, and they're expecting temperatures in the 60s. A little humid, but it's going to be nice, warm, and the speeds and elapsed times are going to be quick, so it's definitely worth watching. Now, let's see. Now, this is number 21 of 23 events in the $50 million NHRA Powerade Drag Race and Series Tour, and professional competitors in three categories, okay, which are going to be Top Fuel, Nitro Funny Car, and Pro Stock will be vying for all that money, part of their share of $50 million. Now, it's going to be held this weekend starting, let's see, today's Wednesday, Friday. It's going to start at Virginia Motorsports Park in Dinwiddle, Virginia. And that's going to be this Friday through Sunday, October 13th through the 15th. So keep that in mind, especially if you're in the area. The purse for this particular race with contingencies are more than $1.6 million for all the classes, sportsman classes as well. So the way it's going to go is Friday, sportsman qualifying and eliminations will begin at 8:15 in the morning. And the pro qualifying sessions, number one and two, number one will be at 3 p.m. and number two at 6 p.m. All times are Eastern. And if you're an NHRA member, by all means, go to NHRA.com and listen to the live audio cast presented by Yahoo. And if you're not an NHRA member, go to NHRA.com and become a member. It's the world's largest car club. Now, Saturday, October 14th, sportsman qualifying and eliminations will also begin once again at 8:15 a.m. Eastern, and the pro qualifying sessions will be held at noon and 3 p.m., four rounds of qualifying. And then the pre-race ceremonies will be held Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and the final eliminations will begin at 11 a.m. Now, of course, in keeping up with them on TV, ESPN and ESPN2, Sunday will televise 2.5 hours of racing highlights beginning at 7 p.m., and it's going to be a condensed show with both qualifying and the eliminations because of what's been going on around there. Now, last year, or I shouldn't say last year, this is the first time the NHRA has been back there to Virginia since the year 2000, and in the year 2000, it was Larry Dixon who won Top Fuel, John Force who won Funny Car, and Jed Conklin who won Pro Stock. The neat thing is Jed Conklin is making his return to Pro Stock this weekend. Now, the track records in Top Fuel is 4.49 seconds by Gary Selzy, which was back in April in 1999, and also at that race he hit 321 miles an hour. Funny Car, the record belongs to John Force at a 4.887, and also that was in, 98. And also that same year, he ran 310 miles an hour, so expect that to be broken by who, I don't know. Let's see. Now, in Pro Stock class, the track record is a 684 by Kurt Johnson in 99, and at the same race, he ran 202.24 miles an hour. Look for that to fall this weekend. Let's see who's going to do that. And, of course, national record is a 443 by Tony Schumacher, Funny Car, 466 by John Force at 333 miles an hour. Matter of fact, Schumacher also has the speed record in Top Fuel at 336. And then the Pro Stock record is a 660 at 208. That was just made over in Reading, Pennsylvania by Greg Anderson. Now, aside from that, let's see. The professional categories during the rain delayed. Heavy rains did saturate the Mid-Atlantic region last weekend because of the nor'eastern, so everything was moved to this weekend, and it does mark a return to the NHRA Powerade Series schedule for Virginia Motorsports Park after a five-year hiatus. Now, in Funny Car, 13-time world champ John Force does hold a one-point lead over Ron Capps. However, the hottest driver in the class may actually be Robert Hunt because he won two of the last three events. So, we've got a lot of things going on. We're going to let you know a lot more more as it happens. That is it for today's Drag World Seacast. This is Ben Del Vega saying have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow with some sportsman news.